Welcome to The Explainer, where we break down big ideas using the source material itself. Today, we're looking at a pretty radical idea. What if the solution to our biggest global crises is hiding in plain sight, in the very minds we've spent centuries trying to fix?
So we're going to start with a powerful question from what's called the Gaia Autismo Manifesto. It asks, can we afford to continue excluding diversity? Keep that question in your head because it's going to drive everything we talk about today.
All right, let's set the stage. You know the deal. Our world is facing this huge tangle of problems. Climate change, social chaos, systems breaking down. It's often called a polycrisis. But what if they're not really separate issues at all?
Here's the provocative idea from the source material we're digging into. What if all these crises, all of them, actually spring from one single overlooked disease, a societal sickness, our obsession with a very narrow, very rigid idea of what it means to be normal?
Okay, let's get into it. The diagnosis for this sickness has a name. The sources call it normopathy. And this is where the argument really starts to click into place.
So what is normopathy? Well, you can think of it as the sickness of normality. It's this deep, almost unconscious societal habit of seeing anything different as a problem, something that's broken, a deficit that needs to be fixed, instead of, you know, a different way of being that might actually be valuable.
And look, this isn't just some abstract theory. It has very real, very painful consequences for people the sources call the canaries in the coal mine. You know, those people who are more sensitive, the ones who feel the toxic effects of a system long before anyone else.
Let's just talk numbers for a second, because they are staggering. In the European Union, 90%, that's 9 out of 10, autistic adults are unemployed. And the argument here is that this has nothing to do with their ability to work and everything to do with a system that just rejects what it doesn't immediately get.
And that exclusion? It's not just a social tragedy. It's an economic disaster. We're talking about a 58 billion euro loss every single year in the EU. That's potential, that's productivity, just gone. It's a massive self-inflicted wound.
But honestly, forget the money for a second. There's an incredible human cost. When you try to force people to be normal, it can be deeply damaging. This source points out that nearly half the people who go through certain so-called normalizing therapies end up with symptoms of PTSD. That is a brutal price to pay for fitting in.
Okay, so that sounds pretty bleak, but here's where the whole story flips on its head. What if this sickness is actually triggering its own cure? What if the planet itself is fighting back with a kind of immune response? This is where things get really interesting.
To get this next part, we have to talk about the Gaia hypothesis. It used to be seen as a bit out there, but now it's a key part of Earth system science. The idea is simple but profound. The Earth isn't just a dead rock with life on it. It's a single, living, self-regulating system.
And if you accept that, it completely changes your worldview. Right? You move from this old view of humans as the rulers and nature as just a pile of resources to a new view where we are just one small interconnected part of the system. And in that system, diversity isn't just nice to have, it's absolutely essential for survival.
This is such a great way to see that logic in action. Our flawed assumption? A whale is a resource. You hunt it. The systemic reality? A single whale captures the same amount of CO2 as 30,000 trees. It's not a resource, it's a piece of planetary engineering. It has a function.
And this, right here, brings us to the absolute heart of the entire idea. The notion that the very thing our society has labeled abnormal or a deficit is actually our best hope for survival. It's a hidden superpower.
So think about it. The sources argue that traits often linked with neurodivergency, like being intensely focused on how systems work, thinking in non-hierarchical ways, not really caring about social games, and being radically committed to the truth. These aren't problems. In a world drowning in lies and complexity, these are vital ethical and mental tools.
And look, this isn't just a nice thought. There's hard data. A 2023 study from a major science journal found that autistic individuals can spot ecological risks and complex patterns up to 42% faster than neurotypical groups. 42%. That is a massive cognitive advantage.
So what happens when you actually bring that cognitive diversity into the room where decisions are being made?
Well, the results are pretty clear. The data shows it leads to more sustainable choices, by a lot, plus higher innovation and more resilient teams. It literally leads to better outcomes for everybody.
Okay, so if this is a superpower, how do we activate it? How do we plug it into our society? Well, the manifesto at the core of this work lays out a 5-point plan to basically rewrite our social survival code. And here's the roadmap. It's a practical plan. It starts with getting over our obsession with normal. Then it moves to big ideas, like giving legal rights to things like rivers and forests. It talks about building new kinds of decision-making groups, what they call Gaia councils, and even designing AI that thinks ethically. It's a full blueprint for a different kind of society. And you can see that these ideas, they didn't just pop up out of nowhere. They're built on decades of real groundbreaking work in science, in ethics, in law. From the Gaia hypothesis back in the 70s, all the way to a river in New Zealand actually being granted legal personhood in 2017. This stuff is happening. So if there's one thing you should take away from all this, it's this powerful reframing. Embracing neurodiversity, and all diversity really, isn't just a nice thing to do. It's not just a social justice issue. The argument here is that it's a core, non-negotiable survival strategy for us as a species. And that brings us right back to where we started. But now, that question has a totally different weight, doesn't it? The question was never, can we afford diversity? The real question, the one we all have to answer, is, can we possibly survive without it?